Afternoon. Glad to see you all out here today for our concert. We appreciate you coming out. I need to make a couple of announcements before we get started. So this is a Eat While You Listen concert. Okay? The folks in the back will be serving hot dogs and apple pie and some drinks. Feel free to help yourself. There's not going to be a break in the concert where you get up and go back and get your food. So help yourself throughout the concert. Go back and get what you'd like to eat. We'll be playing some songs that hopefully you're going to recognize. And you're welcome to sing along if the mood strikes you. Okay? We're church, so I won't tell you you can dance along. But you're welcome to sing along if you'd like. Okay? Other than that, the program should go fairly smoothly. I'm going to ask Reverend David Miller if he'll open us up with prayer, bless the food, thank God for our country, and then we'll get started.
After we have the prayer, you're free to go eat as many times as you want to, as long as food's left. Okay, just lead the band some. Okay, we're so glad you're here today. Let me lead you in a word of prayer, please. Our Father, we're thankful for the privilege we have of being in a free America, Lord, for the freedom that every one of us has enjoyed all our life here living in America. Lord, we want to just praise you today and thank you for your watch care over us and your protection in our lives. And Father, we pray that you'll bless this time together that we, as we celebrate all that you have done for us in making us a free nation. Lord, bless our food, bless the music, bless our time together. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, just before you get your food, if I could ask everyone who's able to stand, we're going to start our program with the Pledge of Allegiance, and if you'd remain standing for the Star-Spangled Banner, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome to our sixth annual patriotic concert here at Central Baptist Church. We're so happy that you've come to celebrate Independence Day with us this afternoon. We hope you'll enjoy the concert that we have planned for you. The band we have assembled today has the Central Baptist Church Wind Ensemble as its core. Our group plays special music at various times for the church services here and for community events here in Oak Ridge. Today, we are joined by other members of our community for this concert, giving us a nice full band for you today. This afternoon, we want to celebrate our flag, our country, and the freedom that we are so blessed to enjoy here in the United States. We all know that Christopher Columbus is credited as discovering what is now known as North America in 1492. Many other explorers followed over the years. And in 1607, the first successful English colony was established at Jamestown, Virginia. These early colonists came looking for opportunities and wealth. 13 years later, in 1620, the Pilgrims arrived and established the second successful English colony in America. These colonists had left England looking for religious freedom. Today, people still come to the United States for these same reasons, opportunities, and freedom. The colonies prospered and expanded over the next 140 years, but remained under the control of England. As the colonies prospered and the colonists began to resent the control of the king and the taxes imposed on them without representation of their interests in England, by 1775, the first shots of war were fired at Lexington and Concord. The Second Continental Congress met in 1776, and in June of that year appointed a committee to draft a declaration to be sent to the King of England. On July 4th, 1776, after a unanimous vote by the Congress, the Declaration of Independence was officially adopted. Yes, you heard correctly. It was a unanimous vote. All 56 of the original congressmen were in agreement. Can anyone even imagine Congress having a unanimous vote on anything today? All those celebrated annually each year thereafter, Independence Day was not declared an official government holiday until 1870. However, freedom was not won by simply signing a piece of paper. War raged on for another 7 years until the British finally surrendered at Yorktown on September 3rd, 1783. Thousands of early patriots gave their lives to gain freedom from England, and over the years, over a million more have died fighting to keep us a free nation. In that early part of our history, armies went on to war, accompanied by drums and fifes. They used these instruments to signal movements to the troops, sound the hours and alarms, and play popular music during the march. Today, we are honored to have members of the Guilford Courthouse Fife and Drum Corps with us to play examples of this music for us.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We are the Guilford Courthouse Fife and Drum Corps. We're out here to play some of this music for you from the 18th century. We actually are using period correct reproductions. These aren't originals, they're reproductions of fifes and drums. These are rope tension drums, and the fifes are a transverse flute. So we hope you enjoy the songs we're going to play for you. The first one is the one we always start our songs off with. It's called Welcome Here Again. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're now going to play a tune called Free America. Free America. Good, Nick. Ah, okay. I've got the lid. Okay. It was a song called Free America. It was actually originally a British tune called The British Grenadiers, but the Americans took a lot of the British tunes and changed the wording around and changed the tunes around just a little bit and made them their own. So they took this tune and kind of poked fun back at the British and called it Free America. Now, the next tune we're going to play is a nice little march tune called The Moon and Seven Stars. The Americans also like to poke a little fun at themselves. And the next tune we're going to play for you is called The Rakes of Mall or The Rakes of Mallow. And a rake was a hoodlum, a drunkard, basically the town bad person. So the song is called The Rakes of Mall. Thank you. During the 18th century, during the Battle of Independence, we really did not have a national anthem. The national anthem came along in 1812. But there was one song that was super duper popular among the Americans that was a tune called Chester. So we're going to play Chester for you now. We talked earlier about taking British tunes and making them American tunes. Well, of course, England now has a king again. So we're going to play a tune called God Save the King. But as you listen to it, what you're going to hear is My Country, 'Tis of Thee. From now on, anytime you hear him play God Save the King, you're going to remember My Country 'Tis of Thee. Okay. We have one more song that we're going to play for you. We're so happy that you let us come out and play. We're a group that's been around for quite a while, but we've had members come and go. We're all volunteers. We've all taught ourselves how to play, and we've learned a passion for this music, and we want to make sure that we do what we can to keep this music alive even today. It's so much a part of our heritage. So we are going to take another tune that the British originally to poke fun at the Americans, but again, the Americans took this one and they turned it around and they said, okay, we're going to poke a little fun back. Now, there are 25 known verses to this song. We're going to teach you each and every one of them. We're going to see if you recognize this one, okay? Thank you. Again, thank you so much for having us. We are the Guilford Courthouse Fife and Drum Corps. We will be performing on the 4th of July at the Guilford Courthouse National Military Park. There's going to be a program at 10 a.m. at the Signers Monument, which is out near the General Greene statue. There are actually two signers of the Declaration of Independence from North Carolina interred at the park. So we'll be playing out there in honor of them. And then we're going to do a short concert at noon at the Visitor Center. So if you get a chance, come out and see us there. Again, we're glad that you've had us out and to play for you today. Thank you so much.
I'd like to thank Mike Nelson for arranging this for us, for to have the group come out. They've been here, I think, every year that we've done this, and we appreciate them greatly for coming out and giving us some history. And if you can't tell, I'm stalling just a few minutes while the guys that were in the Drum and Fife Corps, or Fife and Drum Corps, make their way back up to join us here on the band. If you take a look at your program, if you have one, next three songs that we're doing are dedicated towards the men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for this country, given their lives or given of their talents and abilities to make this country free. So the next three songs are dedicated to those who have served in the military, those who have given their lives in service for our country.
Thank you.
I am the nation. I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offer freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am more than 330 million living souls and ghosts of millions who have lived and died for me. I am Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I am Washington and Jefferson and Patrick Henry. I am John Paul Jones and Davy Crockett. I am General Lee and Grant. I am Abraham Lincoln. I remember the Alamo, the Maine, and Pearl Harbor. When freedom called, I answered and stayed until it was over. I left my heroic dead in Flanders fields, on the bleak slopes of Korea, and in the steaming jungle of Vietnam. I am the Brooklyn Bridge, the wheat farms of Kansas, and the granite hills of Vermont. I am the coal fields of the Virginias and Pennsylvania, the fertile lands of the West, the Golden Gate, and the Grand Canyon. I am Independence Hall. I am the Monitor and the Merrimack. I am big. I sprawl from the Atlantic to the Pacific. My arms reach out to embrace Alaska and Hawaii, 3 million square miles throbbing with industry. I am more than 5 million farms. I am forest and field and mountain and desert. I am quiet villages. I am small growing towns. I am cities that never sleep. You can look at me and see Ben Franklin walking down the streets of Philadelphia. You can see Betsy Ross with her needle. You can see the lights of Christmas as the calendar turns. I am 130,000 schools and colleges. I am 380,000 churches where my people worship God as they think best. I am a ballot dropped in a box. I am the roar of a crowd in a stadium. I am the voice of a choir in a cathedral. I am Eli Whitney and Stephen Foster. I am Tom Edison, Albert Einstein. I am Billy Graham. I am Will Rogers and the Wright brothers. I am George Washington Carver, Daniel Webster, Ben Carson, and Jonas Salk. I am Longfellow, Walt Whitman, Thomas Paine, John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy. I am Martin Luther King family. Yes, I am the nation, and these are the things that I am. I was conceived in freedom, and God willing, in freedom will I spend the rest of my days. May I possess always the integrity, the courage, and the strength to keep myself unshackled, to remain a citadel of freedom and a beacon of hope to the world.
Thank you. Mercy, grace.
During the Revolutionary War, the British brought a simple melody here as a musical joke. They used it to describe the ragtag, untrained American troops. But we liked it too, and we used it in every camp and battle. We turned it into a song that the Redcoats regretted. In fact, one British general in the middle of the war said, "I hope I never hear that song again." Oh, but he did, at Yorktown, when the British Army surrendered to George Washington. Today it is a beloved patriotic song, sung proudly by millions of Americans. And in 1978, Connecticut adopted it as their official state song. Here is our rendition of Yankee Doodle.
don't know about you guys, but I'm tired. Before we play our last couple of songs tonight, again, I'd just like to thank everyone that came out tonight. I'd like to also thank those who did things to make this whole afternoon happen. As I mentioned earlier, the band up here, the core group is the Central Baptist Church Wind Ensemble. We play for the church. We play sometimes in Oak Ridge Park when we're asked for Veterans Day and Founders Day and things of that nature. We also have a number of other musicians here that joined us for the concert, like we have each year. We have people from the community come and join us. They've been practicing for about a month and a half now, dedicating a couple hours a week to come out and practice with us and put this concert on for you. So I appreciate all their effort. Along with that, we have a whole multitude of folks who have been working behind the scenes to make this happen. And we really appreciate those. The folks that have been serving you food today, that prepared the food, had it out there, cut up the apple pies, did all that stuff so you can enjoy a nice meal. The folks running the sound system for us here from Awaken Church. Those are involved in setting up and decorating the tables. Just a whole multitude of things that went on behind the scenes that we really appreciate and made it a nice afternoon for us. Again, we appreciate you coming out. We hope you enjoyed the concert. We'd love to have you come back and visit us on a Sunday for a service if you don't have a home church. There's actually two churches that meet here on Sunday. We have Central Baptist Church that meets over in the sanctuary, and then we have the Awakened Church that meets right here in the fellowship hall. They have more of a contemporary service. So we'd love to see you back on a Sunday if you don't have a home church of your own. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day today and your day on Tuesday as you celebrate Independence Day with your family and your friends. Most importantly, on Tuesday, we hope you take some time to reflect back on our country, what it means, our founding fathers, and the principles that they set the country up on. Thank you very much. I hope you have a good afternoon, and we appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
nice job. Get yourself some hot dogs and something to drink. And thank you all very much. Nice job. For those of you playing with us tomorrow, if you can be here about 20 after 10 over in the sanctuary, about 20 after 10, we'll warm up and get everything set up.